We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me in. Immigration man.
So the president's go back tweets got a lot of attention over the last 48 hours. And, you know, it's mobilized his core supporters to back him up. It's really ticked off the same people who hated him the day before. But it may have obscured some real news. Jason Johnson is a political consultant. He was the chief strategist for Ted Cruz's 2012 and 2016 campaigns. Jason, I'm glad to have you here. So tell me what happened that we weren't talking about yesterday that probably really would have put a smile on the face of those who want Donald Trump to fix the immigration and asylum system.
You bet. First of all, great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks.
The way you say it's perfect, it's so often the media focuses on what really doesn't matter. Very important step taken by the Trump administration, seeking to change the regulations that govern the asylum rules that we know are being used right now by the drug cartels, using these families from Guatemala and El Salvador, et cetera, flooding our southern border. And it's actually very simple. As you know, the whole idea behind asylum seekers, right, is not you're leaving your country because you want to come to America and make more money. I mean, God bless the people that want to do that, but we have a legal process for immigration to do so. Mm-hmm. The idea behind asylum is you're being persecuted. Your safety is actually at risk because of your race, your religion, your sex, et cetera. And so all the Trump administration is seeking to do here is say, if you are seeking asylum, you must do so at the first safe country you enter after you leave your own country. Mm. And in most cases here, that would mean the country of Mexico. And so, the backdrop to this is of all of these folks who have come in seeking asylum, flooding our border, right now, 90%, wrap your head around that, 90% of those who are coming to the border and saying, hey, I'm here to seek asylum in the United States, are being rejected by the courts as saying that is a bogus claim. It is all you're trying to do is come here you're an economic migrant. Mm-hmm. And so this is critical. And if it's approved, it's been published in the Federal Register, it really could put a huge dent in this flood that we're seeing at the border.
So a lot of the people who are critical of President Trump say that he is bucking international law, which doesn't necessarily bother me personally, because I think we're tied up in some really bad agreements internationally.
Sure.
But this actually comports with international law. So he's free from that criticism in this case, right?
That's right. That's right. And set the international law aside for a moment, and let's talk about the United States of America and our own sovereignty. Mm-hmm. The Refugee Act of 1980 actually grants the president sole authority. Let me repeat, sole authority to set cap of how many refugees the United States takes. All he has to do is inform the judiciary committees in the House and in the Senate. And he could literally, on his own, say, we're taking no more. We're taking no more. And he's not doing that. And so these claims that he's thwarting international law and going, look, we're in a crisis. And I applaud the president, and I hope he continues. Ken Cuccinelli doing a fabulous job new to the administration. They have to use every tool at their disposal, because as we know, this Congress, particularly on the House side, they ain't going to act. They're just not going to do it.
Oh, well, it benefits them in the long run to get more people that will be within the borders of the United States, spread them around the country. try to up their numbers so that they wind up with more representation in the places where they're looking for Democrat representation. I mean, I think the long-term strategy that has been not a secret, but has not been discussed very much, the Democrats have executed, is being revealed right now. Thank goodness it's before 2020, before the census and before the next federal election, because it's really nefarious. And some of us have been trying to call it out for a while. Now, let me ask you about the president. Why do you think he stepped on this story yesterday? Was this inadvertent? Do you think he is the master chess player, like so many of my friends tell me? Or does he respond to things? Hey, you know what? This congresswoman ticked me off, so let me slap her around today.
Yeah, great question. You know, there's some competing theories out there, some of which do include, claims of 4 and 5D chess. And it's not a bad theory. One of them is that, look, we've seen polling recently, not set aside common sense, mm-hmm. that AOC and the so-called squad are really defining the image of the Democratic Party nationwide. And as such, that is not good for the Democrats. However, as we know, before the president's tweets, AOC and Nancy Pelosi, which, wow, how the goalposts have moved. We now talk about Nancy Pelosi as a
moderate
Democrat, right? As a moderate. That's how far we've come in a bad direction. But the point being, they were squabbling. They were fighting. Mm-hmm. And some think that, look, the president thought, I can't have that. I need Nancy Pelosi and AOC really reflecting what reality is. And that's that AOC is the de facto leader of the Democratic Party. So mm-hmm. he lobbed a grenade in, and suddenly they're hugging one another again. And who knows, right? But after the press conference that AOC and company had yesterday, you look back on it, and purely as a political matter, it may have been a good move.
Yeah.
At the same time, let's be fair, I don't know that this changes anything, but because for those who are offended by some of the president's tweets and rhetoric from mm-hmm. time to time, they were offended before that tweet, and they'll be offended afterwards. But
what do you think it did to moderates, though? People who might look at the economy and say, you know what, maybe I can see my way to voting for this guy. I'm not going to tell my friends at church or at work, but I think
really
I'll vote for him.
So they don't like it, but you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, think about it. Just psychologically, if I'm a so-called moderate, I'm really not driven by ideology in one way or another. Mm-hmm. I vote on the economy. I've seen enough now. If I'm that voter, I've seen enough in the last 2+ years to know that, this stuff happens. It's controversial. I don't like talking about it. My neighbor might not like it. But, man, my paycheck is better. My kids got a job. I finally got my 25-year-old out of the basement, right? And my 401k is looking great.
So a couple of tweets might not push them off of that.
It might not. It likely does not. But at the same time, let's be clear, it doesn't help.
Jason Johnson, political consultant and chief strategist for Ted Cruz's 2012 and 2016 campaigns. Really appreciate your perspective this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.